It's one of those situations that started off in slow motion, and we got all kinds of red flags going up right at the beginning. First, a drought and crop failure, and now we are seeing there's a nutrition emergency and a food security crisis in the region affecting 8 to 10 countries directly, putting several million children's lives at risk.
Now, how are the parents and their children coping in this situation right now?
It is an extremely difficult situation for young children, I think, and also particularly for mothers who are either lactating or are pregnant or nursing. People are coping the best they can by sharing food. The international community is ramping up its relief efforts in the area and putting up new technical support centers to provide supplementary feeding, emergency nutrition support to the communities that are hardest hit. And it's hard at work to try and raise the profile of the crisis on the international team so that there is quick response in large enough numbers to meet the critical needs of the people in the region.
And how are you raising the profile of this crisis in the international community?
I think first and foremost, working with the government directly to validate and map out who are the most disadvantaged children and the most disadvantaged, the most affected communities are, telling their story, giving them a voice, and helping to articulate for the world community how and in what dramatic ways very simple daily requirements and basic needs have become a challenge for these communities. Things that people take for granted normally, water, flowing clean water for drinking, access to the food, especially for the young children and for women and for the household, ensuring that there is a way to sustain livelihoods.
Is relief assistance from the international community forthcoming in this crisis?
Certainly there is, and it has been ongoing. The crisis had been flowing and ebbing now for a few years. There was a major effort when the last crisis occurred a couple of years ago and also threatened last year to put in place early warning systems that would allow governments and the international community to know for sure when there is an emerging and a looming crisis and to put in place a response mechanism to secure food security, to ensure food security, that is access to basic staples and food items, to put in place, secondly, therapeutic and supplementary feeding, which would address the specific needs of children who are malnourished, and to put in place a mechanism for monitoring their growth and the way the children are surviving or not surviving, and to put in place, thirdly, a system through which those who are severely malnourished are rescued and are treated in specialized facilities. So all around, the international community is launching appeals and is requesting resources to quadruple, I think, the size of the food requests for the community, and to provide technical assistance to guide nutrition support and to distribute sufficient quantities of water to the communities that have been affected.
Yes, what has been the response to this appeal you are mentioning?
It is ongoing. I think it is fair to say that it is ongoing. We have declared a level 2 emergency as far as UNICEF is concerned, and we have doubled our technical capacity and resources on the ground, and we're looking forward to encouraging other donors and other agencies to do the same. We're working very closely with the World Food Program, with the WHO, the World Health Organization, and others, and coordinating our efforts so as to ensure maximum synergies in our efforts.
You made mention of a level 2 emergency. What is that?
This is a situation in which we mobilize beyond our regular programming and direct all our technical assistance and leadership capabilities in the region towards addressing this particular crisis, diverting resources from critical, non-life-threatening program situations to help us ramp up the emergency response.